Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. We love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday, April the 25th, 2011, and you know, I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is very bright. And you know, we're here every week at the same time, that's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so do us a favor and go spread the good news about our show. Now today, I have to just pause for a moment and just say, pay tribute to my wonderful mother. This would have been her birthday, April 25th, 1943. What a beautiful person she was. I thank God so much for her and all the wisdom she imparted in my life. And she actually is one of the main reasons that I'm an entrepreneur today. So I just wanted to pause and say thank you to my mother and wish her, if she would have been living today, a very, very happy birthday. But we know her spirit continues to live on in all of us. Now, you know, you've heard this saying, together everyone achieves more. Well, truly, that is, that acronym of TEAM. We often talk about how it does take a team to be successful in everything, including our businesses. Even if we're solopreneurs, where you may be the sole one there in your establishment, it's still important to have a team of professionals that surround you, like a great attorney, a great accountant, a CPA rather, somewhat a great marketing team as well in place, consultant or what have you, a business coach. All of those individuals make up your team. Now, you know, a lot of times when we see the celebrities and entertainers, imagine this, even though they're individuals and we only see that person, they even have a team. That takes a whole team, really, to make them shine. And today's guest is one that knows all so well of how important it is of her efforts to make the team run smoothly. We have none other than celebrity stylist Miss Anne-Marie Daniel Barker. So you know what we need for you to do right now. Go tell everybody. We need you to call them. We need you to email, tweet, text, Facebook them. Let them know that we are live on Wealthy Sisters right now. And they can dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, or they can also listen live here at www.wealthysisters.com. And you can also catch our other fabulous shows at wealthysisters.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow us right here on the Blog Talk Network. So let's learn a little bit more about this phenomenal Anne-Marie Daniel Barker. She has an artistic vision and has over 17 years of experience as a fashion stylist and event director, and has created a name for herself by taking her passion for styling celebrities, coordinating and designing spectacular weddings, and transforming it into a lifestyle. Her ability to maintain small and large budgets has certainly made her clients happy over the years. Her sense of humor, personal style, professionalism, and bubbly personality creates an exciting and down-to-earth atmosphere. She has most recently become one of the hosts of a Rich Bride, Poor Bride program that airs in Canada, and she's also known to have styled for Queen Latifah and Tanya Lee Williams, just to name a few. She goes from New York, Los Angeles to Toronto, helping people all across the nation. So we're not going to hold her from you any longer. We're going to take one short break, come back, and you will hear from none other than our special guest today, Miss Anne Marie Daniel Barker, celebrity to the stylist to the stars. We'll be right back.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's thebattiegroup.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564 or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent, and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Yes, we are live and back on Wealthy Sisters, and as always, we are so excited to be on the show today. Want to welcome everybody who tuned in our chat room. We see you there. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate your listening to us every week. As a reminder, you can also tune into our show after this one. You can catch this one and our other fabulous shows at Wealthy Sisters. That's 24/7. WealthySisters.com. So without any further delay, we want to welcome to our show today our very special guest, Miss Anne Marie Daniel Barker. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. So tell us, did you enjoy, was it a wonderful weekend this past weekend for you with family and friends?
Yes, it was. Very quiet, though. But it was a good weekend, and one well needed.
I can only imagine. We read your awesome bio and know you're traveling from coast to coast, from country to country, helping people literally all over the world. So we know it was well deserved.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, once again, we want to welcome you to Wealthy Sisters, and we love sharing and learning from individuals like yourself who have such a spectacular background and a wonderful history in business. And we always like to get a little nosy up front just to kind of find out where you grew up, because our audience is worldwide, and you know, it's great for them to be able to, us all, to relate to our guests. So why don't you share with us where you grew up and what actually went into making what the finished product is today?
Well, I grew up in Jamaica, and that would be in Montego Bay.
Oh.
And came here, long time ago, I should say. Pretty much, you know, I've always had a dream in terms of and passion in terms of fashion and events, and I've always steered towards that goal. So, and by being so passionate, by learning, by, you know, being mentored, by looking at other people who are in the industry and sort of pick from what they're doing and sort of try to teach myself as well, too, and work hard, and the dedication is what really bring me here today, to where I am today.
So when you were growing up, were you, you know, always designing? And I'm asking this a little selfishly because I see my daughter who, I mean, from age three, I tell you, Anne-Marie, she's had a better sense of design than I. You know, she could put her clothes together. I mean, she makes it match. Was it something that you were doing as a child? Or,
you know,
was it something you evolved into?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because there's so many things I was doing when I was a child in terms of talent wise because believe it or not, I started off as a singer.
Oh,
believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I started off as a singer from age five, and that's really where my knack came from. And then as growing up, you know, you start exploring different things. You know, you get inquisitive when you're young and you're not quite sure exactly really what you want to do with your life, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of
mm-hmm.
dip your hands in little things. Events was one of the things that sort of, you know, took me away. I started doing little parties, planning parties with friends and family at home. And fashion was my ultimate biggest thing, because when you see me, it's like Anne-Marie's always dressed to the nines. Even if she's going to church, she's dressed to the nines. She's going up the street for a walk, she's dressed to the nines. And I remember as a little kid, I used to go through fashion magazines, and it's like, and two magazines I always used to have in my hands was the fashion magazine and events magazine. So I used to flip through them all the time. But I've always had that love, but I just didn't know where I was going. But I always knew I wanted to end up either somewhere there.
So when you moved to the States, were you in pursuit of your education, or did you move at a younger age with your family?
No, I actually moved in pursuit of education, moved to do business. And it was really supposed to be whereas I leave and I come up here to study and then I go back home once I'm finished. So that was really the premises.
Okay, okay.
But I fall in love here and I see that there was a lot of potential. There's a lot of opportunities here for me as opposed to back home. So I end up staying here.
Wow. So where did you go to school? Where did you attend your school?
I used to live in Montreal, so I went to I went to Dawson College there, and then I moved to Toronto, and then I went to George Brown.
Okay, and you were studying fashion at that time?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
And I also did some studies as well at the Fashion Institute in New York as well.
Okay.
So to sort of help me build on my fashion.
Wow. Now, how was that doing at the Fashion Institute there in New York? How was that experience?
Actually, you know what? It was grueling, but it was fun. I mean, it's something that I'm interested in. It's something that I love. So, therefore, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I have to deal with the work. Although it was a lot of work, it's just like anything else, just like anything else that you decide to study in school. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be, you know, moments where you just want, you feel like, oh, God, this is so much work. I don't think I can handle this kind of deal. But I stuck with it because I loved it, and I wanted to follow through with it, so I did.
Wow. What are some of the projects you had that opportunity to work on? Were you able to do some interns with some of the designers there? Or
yes,
some
I did.
Experience you had?
Yes, I did. And especially when it comes to the events part is really where I did most of my intern. I've done with the fashion aspect of it. I've done actually with Mary Alice in Los Angeles, which I did intern fashion there. And that was only just for a few months, actually, about 6 months, which was actually pretty good. It sort of gave me an idea in terms of what to expect. how to prepare myself, what's involved. When dealing with celebrities, what you do, what you don't do. And it sort of helped me build a network, which was good. So with that experience, I mean, I couldn't possibly go wrong, really. You know, and from there on, I decided, okay, I need to start on my own. So I went out cold turkey on my own and started build, you know, based on the contacts that I've built so far, and cultivate that into what it is today.
So what are some, we hear all the time, and we spoke earlier about how important a team is in making that event or making that celebrity shine, even though we see that one person, it's a whole team of people like yourself that actually makes it come, makes them, you know, be the stars that they are on that the level that we see them, rather. So what are some of the, I guess, some of the things you learned in the intern? You said the things you should do or you shouldn't do. And I'm asking this because I know we have some fashion stylists or people who are aspiring to be fashion stylists as well and who are in the process of building their businesses.
Well, typically what I've really learned while doing intern, it's really about, you know, you're coming into the intern typically with your own fashion sense and how to dress people and different body types, which typically are the is what you've learned in school to begin with. So now you're sort of, you know, you're coming into this and you're putting what you've learned into, you know, full blast. You're throwing yourself out there for the, all the lions to eat you up, pretty much, so to speak. So going into it, I've pretty much learned just about everything. You know, even though you're styling, there's a customer service is pivotal. How you deal with people, you know, the glove treatment kind of thing, putting colors together, doing color blocking, you know, well, a kit. I didn't even know anything about a kit to begin with, that you actually need an emergency kit. Yes.
Ah, okay. And what are some of those things in an emergency kit?
Because when you're
a needle
styling,
or button or something?
Yeah. When you're styling, when you're styling people, when you're putting an outfit together for people, I mean, it's most people say, you know what, oh, wow, this person looks good, you know, wow. But they don't understand there's a lot of work that goes into that. First, you've got to pick the, you've got to learn to know what the person's personality is and then pick the outfits for that. Then you've got the body type, all that stuff. Now, when you're going out to meet with these people to sort of put the stuff together, there's this kit that you have to walk with, which includes Spanx, which includes nylon, which includes slips for the shoe. And it's funny because that wasn't taught in school. So now you see the importance. I mean, the school is great, but then when you go out into real life and you actually do the work, that's when you really see what's really involved. And I didn't have a kit to begin with, so I didn't know. I was like, oh, you need a kit? I didn't know that. So I had to build a kit from there. So, you know, those are the little things. There's just so many little things that's involved or intricate details that's involved that you pick up that you don't get from school, but you actually get it on the job. So that's why it's important to do intern. So you actually learn. So when you go into it for your own self, you don't look like, you know, you're wet behind the ears, like you don't know what you're doing. You want to be a consummate professional.
With that. So now I know we're talking about school, and there are a lot of trades out here that people can teach themselves or what you know, learn OJT experience. Is it important for someone that wants to be a stylist to go to school? Do you suggest that, or is it something that someone could do without having attended school?
Now, let's be frank. I honestly don't think you need to attend school. Not for styling.
Okay.
I don't think so. Simply, I'll tell you why. There are some cornerstone pieces that you need, which would be your passion for it, knowing fashion, knowing how to style a body, whether it's, you know, a petite, a voluptuous style body. You just have to know. If you have these things, and these are the things you come into, if you're going to go to school, you're going to already know these things to begin with. Typically, you're going into school really just to sort of gain more knowledge,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
For me, I think that the real life, doing it in person, it's more valuable than actually doing it in school, to be quite frank. Some people may not agree with what I'm saying, but from my experience, I feel that if you're passionate about something and you can't afford to go to school, then all you have to do is build on it. There's tons of magazines that you can go through.
Okay.
Put a look together. There's so many different ways of how to go about this now that you necessarily can actually, if you can't go to school, then you don't necessarily have to. It's not you need a degree to become a stylist.
I see.
This is totally different. Yeah.
Now you mentioned some of the magazines before, and you just mentioned, what are some of the publications that you enjoy, you subscribe to, or you recommend for mm-hmm. those who are in the industry?
Well, I love Vogue. Mm-hmm. Vogue is my my consummate magazine in the sense that when you can find every and anything in Vogue when it comes mm-hmm. fashion-wise. There's also there's another publication, which is Marie Claire. Marie Claire mm-hmm. touch on different aspects, but in beauty and, you know, they have different subjects, etc. But Marie Claire is also a good publication. But particularly for myself, I usually go with the Vogue magazine because the Vogue magazine gives me exactly what I'm looking for. Simply because I do a lot of styling for, you know, celebrities. So I'm looking for high-end pieces. I'm looking for different trends. Vogue, for me, tend to set trends faster than the other publications, so I go with Vogue. So Vogue is a good way to start off.
Now, for someone that's, like, on the outside looking in, I mean, I'm not a big fashion person. Like I said, my daughter, who's 7 now, she embarrasses me the way she can pull stuff together. It's like, wow.
But,
you know, I've always wondered, who sets what's in style? You know, you go into the stores and you see the spring styles available for in the wintertime. It's like, if you don't buy it then, and you don't get your size or whatever, who is it, somebody pushing a button somewhere? How does all that determine?
Well, you know what? Fashion trends are really typically set by celebrities.
Uh-huh.
In some way. However, but who actually styled the celebrities? Or us, the stylists.
Okay.
So really, technically speaking, it's really set by the stylists pretty much. I mean, the designers come up with this. It used to be where the designers just sort of roll things out. And they just set the trends, and it's in the publications. Now you're looking at it from a different standpoint. Now celebrities are actually the ones who are actually wearing it on the red carpet. So now for a general audience who are looking at television, trying to figure out what's coming up, if you look at what celebrities are wearing, that's generally what's coming, because we are putting whatever is current for that season that's coming up is what the celebrities are wearing. So that's how you can figure out what's going to wear what prints, what color, what style of, you know, what style of shoes, pants, and all that stuff going on. So you look at your celebrities, and that's where you can get them from. You don't even have to go into a magazine. Just look at them
TV
on the red carpet. Then you'll know what's coming.
And speaking of red carpet, didn't you have an opportunity to do one of the red carpet shows?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Tell us about that.
That's so
Which
long
one was
ago.
That?
Yeah, I did the report for the Oscars. The best and worst dress was for ET Canada, and that was, I believe, was 2003. It was a blast. Because then, you know, you got to cut it, you got to call it like it is. I mean, bless your heart, you get celebrities that walk the carpet, and sometimes you got to go, you gasp for air, and you wonder, But then, you know, it comes back, and you really have to blame the stylist. The stylist picked the items, but mind you, not all the times we get the blame for that, because simply because we pick several options for a stylist to wear, and then it's a stylist who decides, I'm sorry, for the celebrity to wear, and the celebrity then end up saying, okay, well, this is what I want to wear. So in one sense, you really have to blame us for the times when they come out on the red carpet, because we're the ones who actually put it in front of them, right? And then they were
right.
And sometimes we don't have an option, because it's so hard trying to get pieces off the runway, because there's so many stylists out there, and there's limited clothing. So when you go out there, and especially when you're dressing for, let's say, the Oscars, and you're trying to pull pieces for them, it's very hard because somebody else may already have it. So it's
right?
Like a dog.
So it's limited, really. I wouldn't have guessed that. Why do you say it's limited? I mean, it seems like, well, I guess I need to understand how does it work, because I always heard or assumed that if I see a celebrity walk on the red carpet, that dress is on loan or has been given to her mm-hmm. by the designer or him by the designer. Mm-hmm. Does it work like that?
Well, there are some celebrities, whereas they'll get their clothing directly from the designer, because the designer may say, okay, that person may not have a stylist. So therefore, the designer will come in and say, okay, I want to dress you, and I would like to make you a dress kind of deal. Then that's a different story.
Now,
in general speaking, the stylists are the one who really works with the designer. So, for instance, we go to the fashion shows. So that's our peak. When we're at those fashion shows, we're cataloging because we know what coming up in terms of the schedule for our clients. So when we're at a fashion show, we're cataloging these events that are coming up, and we're cataloging each item. So we're going into a fashion show with the intention knowing, okay, well, you know what? I have a client going to the Oscars, so therefore I need options. I need a dress for her. So when you go to the fashion show now, you're looking at the runway. That's where you're looking to find your pieces to actually put on that person. So after the fashion show, what then happens, we'll then go to the backstage, talk to the designer, say, well, oh, you know, the show is great, yada, yada. There's this particular dress that came down, and we describe it, can you send that to my studio? We want that. But there's so many demands. There's so many stylists that are sitting there doing the same thing you're doing, and they all may, two or three or four of the stylists that are actually sitting there watching may possibly love that one dress that you want and want the same dress. So it's really who comes first. It's really a first come, first serve. So you don't want to have to take a dress that's already on one person going on to your person. You don't want that on the red carpet. So it's very, very hard. You have to sort of be on your A game and have a backup plan should you not get that ideal dress that you really, really wanted for your client.
Wow. Well, do you mind? We do have a couple of people online that have questions, and in our chat room as well. Do you mind taking a few questions?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Okay, we're going to go to 601 number. I believe this is Tara Lynn.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. Welcome. Yes. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
please say
wonderful.
Hello to Anne-Marie.
Yes, hi, Anne-Marie. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I wanted to ask you, when you are selecting outfits for your clients, do you use the seasons as your guide, the winter, summer, autumn, spring, seasons and the color selections to match with their skin tones or the color of their hair and eyes and that kind of thing?
Yes, I do. I take all that into perspective because, as you know, not every color and not every style is for everyone. So every time I'm doing styling, I do have to take that client's coloring into consideration, and as well as the shape, etc. So all of that is what's going to bring, once you take all of that into consideration, then that's what bring your look together. If you bypass all of that and you don't pay attention to it, that person will never look good.
I see. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Looks like we have a, I think this is a Baton Rouge number, 225-802. Hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Coretta Johnson Gray, and I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I'm actually in Washington, D.C. Okay. Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
Hi.
I'm so excited to. This is my first call, and I'm so excited about your guest today. I've got a couple questions for you on the event planning side. Right now, my daytime job, I'm a full-time attorney with the Air Force, but my side hustle, so to speak, is wedding and event planning. And I'm just wondering, when you're starting off that way, where you're not going full-time at that point, how do you go about establishing your team? Because right now, I basically fly my sisters in if I'm somewhere out of town or go to where they are and work with them. And so I can, you know, pay them a little less than I would a normal team, but I know I won't be that way forever. And
right.
Then the second one is, if you really enjoy the creative side, but not so much the business side, you know, the invoices and the contracts and all that, how did you work out that, especially when you're first starting off, before you can afford to hire all these accountants and bookkeepers and all that?
Okay, that's a lot
question.
Of questions. It's a loaded questions here for me. Okay, let's go one by one. What was the
I guess
I want to get the first question first. What was the first question?
Oh, our first question, let me take her off mute there. I think her first question was, you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh. Your first question?
My first question was about building your team.
Right.
When you're just starting off and you're kind of doing a full-time day job plus this, so you can't just
have
your
family
members.
Your team.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
All the time.
Well, oh, wow, I tell you, getting into events, one, you have to love it, okay, because it's a lot of work. It's very grueling. Mm-hmm. When I actually started, I was actually working, yes, just like you. And then I was doing it part-time. What I did was I started very, very slowly. It was just me. And then I, you know, my husband. And that was it. My husband has a job. So he used to just assist me when the day comes to help me mm-hmm. because I do the designing aspect as well. So that aspect he'll assist me with because I need another pair of hands. It is hard. It's a lot of work because it's only one person. And then as you grow, you then start bringing on – what I did was I brought on one person with me as I started to actually getting more busier. I brought one person on with me to work part-time. I was still working as well. And that person just sort of helped me on a few events, not every single event, because not every event might be as, you know, busy as the other one. So that's how I started off. And then I actually quit my job because this was becoming overwhelming for me. And then that's how really I decided, okay, this is that busy, I have to get a team, and that's how I actually started off with a team. Then I hired a few more people, and then I started assigning what they will be doing for me. But typically, everything, all the creation is done by myself.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. That's a great question, and I guess the second one she wanted to know about that creative side, which I think is great that she asked, because a lot of times creative people can miss that mm-hmm. important part of business. I mean, even
if you're
a great attorney, you may not be a great business manager. So
that is true.
What did you do in that case, being such a creative person?
Well, in that aspect, I mean, I did business first in school.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So that was really my foundation to begin with.
Okay. It came natural for you.
But for mm-hmm. me, the love for me is really the creative side. To be mm-hmm. let me be frank, I hate accounting work. I hate doing invoices. I couldn't stand it. The contract aspect is not something I'm interested in. So what I had to do it. But mm-hmm. once I got busy, I decided, okay, I remember I had an assistant. She took over that aspect for me, and so I can focus mm-hmm. on the creative side. So to answer mm-hmm. your question, the creative aspect is my first love. The account mm-hmm. business side, I personally hate. But you have to keep your head in the business side as well. Otherwise, you'll suffer one way or the other.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that she can do, I could suggest, this is where building that relationship, getting out, networking with those CPAs who mm-hmm. need to have a look, who
exactly.
may need an event. You know, so there are ways that you can do a barter with people or reduce rates with
mm-hmm.
people who are in positions mm-hmm. like yourself. So that's a great way to actually start there with the team as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. And she mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily have to go and get an account accountant, you know, you could start off with a book clerk, a bookkeeping person, which will be cheaper, right? So you can start off in that sense, and then that will help you anyway on the day-to-day, daily stuff, and then go on from there.
Right, right, right. And then there are virtual assistants, tons of those that are available as well on the Internet that could help you with those things. Let's go to, I believe this is a New York number here. Hello, 917-698. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. State your name and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and beautiful show. I had like two questions for the stylist. I'd like to know what type of questions does she ask a client in order to figure out how to bring out their best personal style?
Good
question. I'm asking that because I'm trying to figure out a style, but I'm not there yet with myself, and I'm wondering how do I get there?
Okay. Well, typically, to answer your question, typically what I do is I'm a very down-to-earth person, so I get down with them, laugh with them, talk with them, make them comfortable. I mean, when you're going into a person's closet, it's a very personal thing to begin with. So, and asking people personal questions, some people may not want to answer. Depends, okay?
Wow.
Even though they know why they have you there. But you have to keep that in mind. So what I tend to do is, even though if they may not want to talk about it, I go into their closet and I see what they like. You see what's there, so I know what they like. I look at the way they dress, and I can tell. I mean, this is years for me of experience, so this is quite easy now. I don't necessarily have to go into the person's closet, but I can see the person and see what the person looks like in terms of how they dress, how they carry themselves, the things that they do from what they don't do. And then that's how I assess, okay, what their personal style is. 99.9%, I'm actually correct when I do that.
Okay.
It's very rare that I may meet a person and can't really assess their personal style or know what their personal style is. But on a daily basis right now, I don't go into anybody's closets anymore. I just sort of meet, even when I meet with a new client, the day that they meet with me, that's where I do my assessment and I know exactly what their personal style is. And then I sort of incorporate that.
Wow.
And you say you had another question?
Yes, I like vintage a lot. Do you think that vintage looks and textures and patterns are very different than what's out today? And how relevant is the vintage look as far as keeping updated, even though the style is changing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vintage is a way to go, to be quite honest. Vintage is a way to go because you're really never really kind of out of style. Put it this way. You're not passing trends. Put it that way. So if you wanted to update, one thing you've got to know when you're wearing vintage, if you're wearing vintage from head to toe, I mean, you want to wear something that is current, that's fine. You could either wear like a tank top that's current or a shirt that's current with something vintage. But vintage is something that is really rare. You find rare pieces or pieces that you haven't seen for decades ago. So a lot of people would wear vintage and love vintage and swear by vintage. It's really just a personal style and it's really just a personal taste for each individual. Did I answer your question?
Let's see. I put her back on mute there. Okay. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
That answer your question? That answer
yes,
your question?
Did. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Now, we did have a question in the chat room. Sandra Lucas, she wants to know, well, what if you really don't have a style? You just dress for comfort. I can imagine that. That depends on what you're trying to say, because I know that expression, how you are dressed is how you are addressed.
Perceived,
so
yes.
It depends on what's the statement you want to say there, huh?
Well, you know what I would say to that? Dressing comfortably? There's you can any. I mean, if that's your thing, then that's your thing. There's nothing I can say about it. You dress comfortably. You dress comfortably. I mean, that may mean that you're wearing jeans and t-shirt, jeans and a shirt, or sweats and t-shirt, sweater. You know, stuff like that. Everybody's not the same. And you're not going to find a trendsetter everywhere you go. So you must have some kind of a balance here where you have somebody who wants to be comfortable. Comfortable could mean many different things. I mean, you could still be dressed up and still be comfortable. So it's really your definition of being comfortable.
That's true. But I guess if she's promoting her business or if it's, you know, if she's, it depends on what type of business she is in. I think today a lot of the it seems that people have kind of lost that business sense. Everything is more casual, and I think really a lot of times, you know, it should be more professional. You go into the stores and, you know, the marshals or what have you, and sometimes it look like people just roll, you know, right out of bed.
Wrinkled. I know, but that's what we call sloppy dressing, right?
Yes. It's like, how are you in the fashion store looking like this? That's how I'm supposed to look, not you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you want to tell me how to dress? That makes no sense.
Yes, I know. It's kind of like we always say those misnomers with a dentist, the teeth messed up, and the hairstylist's hair is messed up.
Yeah,
they don't have time because they're focusing on their clients. Let's go to another caller. 850 area code 322. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Felicia Jackson Stanley, and I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hi.
Tallahassee representing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm delighted to chat with you all, and the conversation has been interesting thus far. I had one question. I network a lot. My husband also has a promotion company, so I meet a lot of people like that as well. But my thing is I find out when I go to places to network, to advertise my business, which I do event planning as well, but I also, I'm a stylist, personal shopper, and style consultant. I do style assessments. But when I go to network, it's like, okay, how do I say you need a style, you need a personal shopper, you know, things like that or whatever. How do I address that, and how do I get them, how do I advertise myself?
Okay.
You're trying
well,
to say it in a nice way, not to hurt their feelings. Like, girl, you need some help.
You know what?
Because I don't want to offend anyone and say, well, okay, it looks like you need a style assessment or something like that, you know. But I want to I want to do it. And it's like after I leave, I have a bunch of business cards. But it's like,
well, you know what?
Okay.
There's nothing like being direct. But I would say this though, when you're actually networking, everybody's there networking for a reason. Everybody's there to push whatever it is that they're doing. But there's a tactful way of going about it that's accepted. So how I normally do it, I can tell you what I do. When I go to an event and I'm actually networking, I mean, I meet people, talk to people, I talk about different things. They may ask me what it is that I do, and then I talk about what I do for a little, and then I switch back to them because you have to give them the opportunity to talk about what it is that they're doing as well. And then you exchange cards. So I don't say, I'm looking, you know, would you like me, send me some business, or do you want to be my client, that kind of stuff, or you need a stylist, that kind of stuff. That's what, I don't do that. So I just sort of, you know, have friendly conversations, chat a little, talk about what's going on that day, particularly about the event, whatever the event is, a little. Talk about them, ask them questions about them, they ask me questions about me, and then I, you know, we exchange cards. Now, the thing is, most people would leave it at that. I normally take it a step forward because even though networking is not finished, that they're handing out the card and then they take the card and then they may forget you, right? So the next day I may follow up and call and say, hi, it was great meeting you last night, that kind of stuff. And, you know, they reciprocate the same thing. And now you're sort of, oh, yeah, I spoke to her last night. Yeah. Later down the road, they may need you for something or whatever the case is, and they call you up. So that's how I do my networking.
And that's great. I mean, that's a wonderful approach in any industry that you're in, because people will forget you, and that within 48 hours is the best time to follow up. That's great.
Exactly.
And it is about building relationships, like you said, too, because people, I've learned, and I'm sure you can share shed more light on this, I've learned that it's really, they're not buying your product or their service, they're really buying you. So it gives them an opportunity to know you more. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Well,
and it's typically you're selling yourself, right?
It's
typically that you are selling yourself.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, wow, this is a great show today. We're live here on Wealthy Sisters with the stylist to the celebrities, Miss Anne Marie Daniel Barker. We're going to take a short break, come right back, and learn a bit more about what she's doing and maybe some of the celebrities she's had the opportunity to style for. We'll be right back after the short break.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing.
Yes, we are live back on Wealthy Sisters, and we are always excited to have all of our listeners here today on the show. We want to make sure everybody knows. Have you heard about it? Have you seen it on Facebook? Well, the PPW is going on tour. Matter of fact, we launched the tour. It started out with 3 cities and has grown to more than 33 cities. We are launching the Maximizing You Tour 2011, coming to a city near you, complimentary admission. Some of those locations have been Greater Baltimore, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We're going to Birmingham, Buena Vista, Charlotte, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Louisville, Montclair, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Toronto, speaking of Toronto, Philadelphia, just to name a few. Go to thepbw.com, and reserve your complimentary seat today. You'll see the dates there and all the city sites. Each city has their own site that you can register. Again, that's at thepbw.com, 800-917-9435, extension 804. We're having a lot of fun, having a big, I mean so much fun. Great networking. You know how we do it. We have some of the best giveaways available. Special surprise guests who are coming out in these cities as well. So definitely go join us on the PBW Maximizing You Tour 2011. We heard you. Everybody said, when you coming to my city? When you coming? Well, we are coming. So check the PBW.com. Oh, well, our special guest today is Miss Anne Marie Daniel Barker, and she is the stylist to the celebrities. We know we read that you had done the Queen Latifah and some of the other celebrities was Tanya Lee Williams. Tell us about that experience.
That experience was actually pretty fun. Working with stylists, I mean, they're big personalities to begin with. it's a fun thing to do. I love what I'm doing. Tanya Lee Williams is from Young and the Restless, so I've done some work with her for magazine covers and spreads, etc. Queen Latifah, I've done some work for the red carpet, done some public press appearances, etc. I've also done some styling work with Taraji P. Henson. So it's you know, they come and they go, but you keep doing what you're doing. It's fun. It's exciting. Everybody's personality is totally different from each other. But it's fun getting to know who they are, really, from a different aspect as opposed to watching them on television, right? They're quite easy, quite down to earth. You may get the odd, you know, the odd one may come in that's typically a diva. But you have to learn to roll with the punches, put it that way.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have a few more questions here from the chat room, and we do have our lines. Like I said, everybody's so excited to have you on the show today. We'll try to get to some of those questions as well. But there's another one. Let's see. Ocean Diva says, how important are accessories while dressing?
Oh, very important. You need the accessories to pull that look together. A lot of the times you might put an outfit on, and it depends on the cut, depends on what's going on with the hair. You may not need, let's say, a necklace. You may possibly need just an earring. It depends on really what the style is and how you're going to put that look together. But accessories, one way or the other, is definitely plays an important role to your look.
Okay. So you can kind of dress it up or dress it down with the accessories.
Exactly.
Do they always have to match the value of the outfit?
No, not necessarily at all. I mean, you can have on a $2,000 outfit and just wearing a $10 $20 accessory. Doesn't have to, but no one will ever know that. Right?
Uh-huh,
it's all about how you put things together and the quality of it, how it looks.
And the attitude that you have when you wear it, huh?
Exactly, because trust me, you can't. I mean, I always say, you know, the dress, the clothing shouldn't be wearing the person should be wearing the clothing. That's how I put that. So if you have a big personality, then run with it.
Right,
make it your own. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, one of our callers or in the chat room, I believe it's Kenya Nicole. She says when she's out shopping, you know, the question they ask, how do you actually share with someone that you might need my services? She says she mostly finds that when she's shopping and she's seeing people pick out things, and you just want to say, oh, I need to help you. Have you ever had that experience when you're shopping, or do you just try to turn it off? I'd imagine it'd be kind of hard.
once you're a stylist, you'll always be a stylist. And when you go out, yes, I do see things, and it's like I cringe, and I go, I, what do I do? But I was in a situation once, actually, where I was in the clothing, so I was in the change room, and I was actually trying on clothing, and there was another lady there with her friend, and they were trying on. And as I'm coming out to look in the mirror, she's looking in the mirror at the same time, and I'm like, huh. And then we start talking. I don't even remember how the conversation, how we start talking to each other. But I guess when you shop, when you're actually in the mood of shopping, you're excited, so you talk to anybody. You're on top of the clouds. That's a good way how you could sort of get into that mood that you want to get into, things that you want to say. So what I did was, she turned around as, I guess she started feeling comfortable with me there as we were just talking casually. And she said, what do you think? And I go,
uh-oh,
I don't like that. So that was my opportunity. So I just went straight for the kill.
Okay, you just said, look, I'm a stylist. Do you say that up front? Look, don't take
no,
it first.
No,
I'm a stylist.
No, because you don't really want to scare them, right? So I don't.
Okay,
so what I do is you go in soft, and then you kill at the end. So eventually, while you're doing it, they're eventually going to ask you, how do you know all this stuff? I'm a stylist.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you are a stylist. So that's how it came out for me. That's how it actually worked for me. But typically when I do shopping, I don't say anything because, I don't really want to step on anyone's toes. But, you know, you say in your mind, oh, my God, this is a train wreck.
Where are you going? Are you getting that for somebody else?
Exactly.
Well, we also have another question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You want to say something? Well, another question from our chat room listener, New Vision Wear, says that they actually have a small private label clothing line and would like to know how they can offer some of their clothes to stylists for the celebrity clients. That's a great question. What suggestions do you have for them?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. This is how you go about it. You would want to contact us and send us samples because we want to see what the item is, first of all.
Okay.
We want to see how the quality. We want to see different styles. We want to see what is it that you're doing, typically.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be something that is for the red carpet. It may be something for that we can give to our clients for press, like when they're doing press junkets, you know, different events. It's just basically we just want to know what it is, that, because we already know all the designers out there to begin with, right? So we just want to know now what is it that you, what if you're contacting us, we want to see what it is that you're contacting us to. So you have to send us a few options. Send us your best work so at least we can see what it is that you actually you're carrying.
Your style.
Exactly. And then we'll contact you after there. After that, that is if we're interested or not. If we're not interested, most cases you're not going to hear anything from us. So that means we're not interested. If we are interested, of course, we're going to contact you and we'd want more pieces. But then we'll give you heads up in advance. We want to see different. We want different options. So we'll ask you to send us different options or send us pictures so we can see what it is. And then we sort of work it depending on where you are as well too.
You know, I've heard often, you know, we work with a lot of business professionals, and one designer who she's doing extremely well in the Mid-Atlantic region, she talked about how challenging it might be for African-American designers to get their clothes on celebrities, you know, the African-American celebrities. What do you know anything about that? Or
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Well, one of the challenges she said she found was trying to really get her designs, you know, to the African-American celebrities. It seems like, you know, a lot of times the designs that are promoted are from the mainstream designers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what suggestions would you have for African-American designers?
Well, you don't. You know what? If you're gonna call, if you're gonna send the pieces over or contact the celebrities directly, that will be the wrong move. You don't want to do that because honestly, they're gonna reject you. Let's be frank about that. They have no interest. Period. It's either if they're nice about it, they might just probably just say you need to contact my stylist. I have nothing to do with this kind of stuff. But typically, almost every celebrity out there has a stylist, almost. And really, it's us that really go out there and find the clothing for them to wear.
Okay, so it's really to go to the stylist. Maybe they're going directly to that celebrity instead of the stylist.
Exactly. The only people that can go directly to the celebrity themselves are really the well-known designers. And then they are, you know, of course, they're not going to hang up the phone on them, typically, right? But if you're a beginner and you're starting out with your own designs, you want to contact the stylist directly to the stars. And let them send them the samples, let them look at it, talk to them, figure out, follow up. That kind of stuff, because trust me, we have 20 million things going on. So we may not even though we got the samples in, we may not even had the opportunity to look at them yet. So even though you send them, you need to follow up.
Right.
Just
I always
to
say
make sure that we got
the follow-up. Yeah,
exactly.
Fortune truly is in the follow-up. Don't give up. Continue to do that. Now, we only have about 2 minutes left in the show. So is there, like, an association or a list or a website that these designers can go and find a list of stylists? They may not say who they're styling, but, you know, is there a way that they can find that? Do you know?
No, I don't know that there is a list online or anything. I don't think that there is. And most of us, we don't even list who our celebrities are, our clients are. And that's a tough one, right? Because there isn't a list out there, at least not that I'm aware of. So if you've learned of a stylist, you heard about a stylist on TV, you've seen one being interviewed, then that's your opportunity to take down their name, take them, you know, get their info somehow. Most cases you can get it from that station that they've been interviewed on the channel. And just contact them and send what you need to send over to them. Most of us, well, some of us have websites and some of us don't. Some of us do newsletters and some of us don't. Some of us just don't have the time for that because we're way too busy.
Right. Well, we certainly appreciate you for coming on our show today and being a very special guest. Is there any contact information or way that people can connect with you, maybe through Facebook or Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. That's A. Daniel Barker on Twitter. That you can reach me there, or you can actually try me on Facebook. If you just do my name, Anne-Marie Daniel Barker, you'll find me on Facebook as well. Or I guess my email is Anne-Marie, Ann-Marie Barker at rogers.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we saw that picture on Facebook, that profile, that you just have a little baby.
Yes, I did.
So you can tell
how busy I am.
Yes. I know when my producer was like, I haven't heard back from her, and I said, well, let me find her on Facebook, and I saw that picture. I said, oh, she's busy. That was like a new baby.
Yes, she's 4 months now.
wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We wish you all the absolute best. And thank you again to all of our callers and your wonderful questions in the chat room as well. We want to wish everyone a super day. Make sure you go to the pbw.com to register for the tour coming near you. And tune in next week where we have another fantastic guest. Thank you once again and continue to have a super day.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by The Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.